This is IGN.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Coming up, Apple reveals dates for WWDC 2024. Welcome to your IGN Daily Update. But first, Microsoft is at it again with the custom-themed Xbox Series X consoles based on video games coming to the platform. The latest outing is four custom consoles inspired by the latest South Park video game, subtitled Snow Day. Announced in a new Xbox Wire blog post, the new consoles come in four unique designs and a specially themed controller. Each one includes the main characters in their fantasy-themed costumes as depicted in the new game. Fans can win one of these four limited edition consoles by entering a limited time sweepstakes that ends on April 25th. To enter, fans must follow the official Xbox Twitter X account and retweet the official post. South Park Snow Day, out today on PC, PS5, Xbox Series X, S, and Switch, is a hack-and-slash video game developed by Question and published by THQ Nordic. Next, Pirates of the Caribbean producer Jerry Bruckheimer has confirmed that the franchise is getting a reboot with the long-in-development sixth movie. ComicBook.com recently quizzed Bruckheimer about both Top Gun and Pirates of the Caribbean, to which the producer hinted that the latter might have a better chance of returning to the big screen first because they are planning on rebooting the franchise, which makes it logistically more straightforward to work out a schedule. Bruckheimer confirmed back in 2022 that Johnny Depp, who starred as Captain Jack Sparrow in all five previous Pirates of the Caribbean entries, wasn't on board for a sixth voyage. There were, however, rumblings of a female-led Pirates movie starring Margot Robbie, with two scripts in development, one with her and one without. Last year, Walt Disney Studios motion picture production president Sean Bailey asserted after a period of uncertainty that the franchise still has wind in its sails. He insisted that rebooting Pirates of the Caribbean is a priority for the company, on top of reworking many of its animated classics into live-action retellings. And Bethesda has celebrated the 30th birthday of the Elder Scrolls series, and in doing so provided a brief update on the in-development Elder Scrolls VI. The Elder Scrolls franchise began life in 1994 with the Elder Scrolls Arena and has seen a number of main games and spin-offs in the 30 years since. The last mainline The Elder Scrolls game, Skyrim, first launched in November 2011, a sobering 13 years ago. During a message to fans celebrating the Elder Scrolls' birthday, Bethesda Game Studios pointed to the 10-year anniversary of The Elder Scrolls Online, mobile castle builder The Elder Scrolls Castles, and finally, The Elder Scrolls VI. With Bethesda's most recent game, Starfield, just 6 months old and set for DLC, it'll be years before fans get to play The Elder Scrolls VI. Indeed, Xbox boss Phil Spencer has said it won't come out until 2028 at the earliest, putting a minimum of 17 years between it and Skyrim. Apple has set the date for its annual Worldwide Developers Conference, or WWDC, with a keynote set for Monday, June 10th, marking the first event the iPhone maker will hold in 2024. In recent papers, Apple has used the event to provide both software and hardware updates. Most notably, last year's WWDC revealed the Vision Pro, the company's first significant hardware category since the Apple Watch was released in 2015. Yet, Vision Pro was not the only hardware news from WWDC 2023, as Apple also took the opportunity to reveal model refreshes for the Mac Pro, Mac Studio, and MacBook Air, all of which got juiced up by the M2 system on a chip, or SoC. Though Apple was slim on details beyond what WWDC is typically known for, this year's WWDC is one to watch. For one thing, it will be the first WWDC since the release of the Vision Pro last month. Additionally, Apple will most likely use this event to detail how it will implement Rich Communication Services, or RCS, in iPhones, after it revealed late last year that it will add the communication protocol into its smartphones next year. More interestingly, WWDC 2024 will likely focus on the tech giant's artificial intelligence endeavors. CEO Tim Cook announced in an earnings call last month that it will release generative AI features to consumers later this year. While news on Apple's AI plan is slim, reports claim that the company has been spending millions of dollars daily to train its AI models. A report from Bloomberg mentions that Apple might open its ecosystem, allowing AI developers to potentially build a generative AI system deep into the iPhone. That's your IGN Daily Update. My name is Zeke Robison, and if you want more news on your favorite games and entertainment topics, make sure to visit us at IGN.com. You can also download our free app on your phone or console and subscribe to our weekly podcasts through the podcast service of your choice.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.